You're listening to Expand the Curve, and I'm your host, Olive Bassey. Here we discuss controversial topics within plus-size representation in all industries, along with real-life stories from everyday people. In order for change to occur, you must be the change. Let's contract the norms and expand the curve. Welcome back to Expand the Curve, everybody. New year, same podcast. You can't beat it. You got to join it. I have the lovely Charlotte Oxnam with me today. She is the founder and creator of Q the Curves. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm so excited to get to know you because I've been secretly following you along. And then when I finally found about you, I was like, oh, my God, I have to interview her instantly.
I'm so excited you reached out.
Oh, of course. Of course. Could you tell my audience just a little bit about yourself?
Definitely. So my name's Charlotte. I am 20 years old, grew up on the East Coast, but currently go to Northwestern University, so I spend most of my time in Chicago now. I created Q the Curves as a blog when I had just turned 18 to help share my love of plus size fashion, but also my frustrations with the industry. And ever since then, it has grown into what it is now, which is an app soon to be released this spring to help plus size women have a better shopping experience. I'm also an engineering student in all of my free time.
Wow, you are a busy girl. I just graduated, so I really feel for you.
You're in
the prime of it. Yeah, seriously. What made you want to really kickstart making the app now more than ever?
Yeah, I think it was really the feedback from the community. Q the Curves for me has always been a group project, and I wanted to create something for the plus size community to address all of the concerns and issues that I had dealt with my whole life. So as the blog grew and I started getting feedback, our social media started to grow. The one thing I kept hearing over and over again was, so where do we shop? If all this stuff is the worst and we hate these styles, where can we find cute clothes? And I wasn't really interested in making just another clothing brand. I feel like there are a lot of those out there. But what I did find was in all of my research for these people, trying to help them find clothes that fit their style, just out of the goodness of my heart, because I was so grateful for them being a part of my journey and community, I realized that there were a lot of really small brands out there that no one knew about, or big brands that people weren't thinking about in certain ways. So I thought, wow, I would really like it if all of these were easily together in one place. So it really was community driven in that way. And I'm just trying to create what everyone told me they've been looking for this whole time. I like to call Q the Curves a love letter to younger me, because it's the app that I wished I had when I was in seventh grade and trying to find the Q outfit for the school dance.
Oh, yes.
So that's sort of the image I have in the back of my mind as I go about making decisions about what features to have, how we're going to approach things, the community I want to build, is what do I wish I had 10 years ago? What would have made my journey with my body and with clothing a much more positive one? And so that's the inspiration.
Oh, I absolutely admire you for taking that initiative, because it's such a struggle just like trying to find and seek out independent local businesses that cater to plus size, even in my area, let alone like region. And you're like truly taking it to the next level by making that more available for us, because it's so hard. And I feel bad for the local businesses because they're already trying to push out with their ads and everything. But it's, again, it's not on a national scale. You putting it on an app for them is like the next level. And I really do appreciate you doing that. Seriously.
Thank you. Yeah. Hopefully it really goes both ways. It supports these smaller brands who are doing the work and supporting the plus size community in the ways we're asking them to, and helps them get out to a wider audience while also helping plus size women be able to choose those brands and find those brands over defaulting to things that we might not enjoy or want to support because it feels like it's the only option we have.
Yeah. I completely agree. I know because you're reaching out to small brands and stuff like that and businesses, how has that been like research wise and just doing the planning part of it?
Yeah, I think it's been a really amazing journey, because horrible for my bank account because I keep finding brands I love and then buying a ton of stuff. And I'm a college kid and I don't have the money for that.
Yeah.
But it's been really cool as we've had some TikToks blow up or Instagrams go semi-viral. the brands that reach out to us and are super excited to join, which has been amazing. And then also I just spend hours and hours on like page 17 of the Google results. And you'd be amazed how many brands are out there that maybe don't have the same budget or experience around how you promote online to know how to boost SEO or to know how to reach these audiences. And they're just not as tech savvy, which is absolutely not their fault. They're in fashion. No one's expecting them to be technology wizards. But when I do come across them, I get super excited and then I reach out to them. So it's been cool. Obviously, when the app launches, everyone will have access to this. But I internally now have a list of brands that's maybe 400 brands at this point, which if someone had told me that there are 400 stores that offer plus sizes 2 years ago, I would have laughed at them and said they were crazy because I've only ever shopped at four. And you realize that there's actually quite a lot out there. It's just hidden and it's hard to trust. I think that's the other issue is there's so many scam websites these days that when you find a random website you've never heard of, no one recommended to you, it's hard to know if it's worth your money to test it out. And I think plus size women are especially when there are issues with sizing and with brands being trustworthy in quality, you never know if it's worth your time or money. So one of my big goals is being able to demystify that and so that people know that where they're shopping from is legit and trustworthy so they can take a chance on the brand they've never heard of before.
Yeah. Of course. I completely agree. Like I was right there in the same boat. I only knew like maybe three or four brands. And obviously it's the classic Torrid, Lane Bryant, like those big brands, because they always kept popping up as the only plus size stores. But like all of these small local brands that I see that are even like the overseas ones too as well, I'm just like, oh my God, they cater for international. It's just we're not seeing them because I don't know if it has to do with capitalism, budgets, or anything, but it's so disheartening because I was like, I could have given my business to somebody who really deserves it instead of the same people time and time again who failed to make the right measurements for me. Everything looks floppy or too big or too tight. It's a constant battle.
Most definitely. Yeah. And there's a lot of cool features we're thinking about long term in terms of helping you better understand your size in different stores and helping women find brands internationally versus locally and being able to think about all those different filters, which is super exciting to me as someone who definitely loves my style to come from a little bit of everywhere. And there's nothing I dread more than having to search through an entire website to find one shirt I like. And then it's not even worth it for me to order a single shirt from somewhere.
Yeah.
So being able to find brands as a whole that really connect with people's style is a big goal of ours.
That's awesome. So you did mention mostly the search terms and stuff like that. How can someone search on your app for if they're looking for a dress or a top or something, but more towards their style? Like how can they filter that down?
Yeah, so we take a style first approach. So the way you interact with our app is once you sign in, you in the sign-in process will favorite brands you already like and styles that sort of describe your style. And we'll start by you can choose a style. Let's say you're really into boho style recently. You'll click on boho. We'll have some examples of the boho style, the sort of color palette people go for, almost a mood board of sorts for the style. And if it really resonates with you, we'll then have an entire list of brands under that style that fit your style, as well as a list of creators who also share that style. And then you can go and look at all of those creators' outfits and shop individual items from those outfits or check out the brands as a whole that fit that style, whichever approach you want to take. And then within each brand, we're super transparent about what sizes they offer, some images of the clothing they share, as well as reviews and people's experiences with these brands. So you don't have to have the experience of getting deep onto the site only to realize they don't offer your size. While we are all for size inclusivity and we believe every brand should strive to be truly size inclusive, we also acknowledge that right now there are a lot of plus size brands that stop at a 3X or a 4X or a 5X and don't go beyond. And one of the big decisions I had to make as a founder was, okay, do we include the sites that go up to just a 3X? Or do we only include truly size inclusive brands? And the decision I made was, I think we should offer every brand that could potentially help a plus size woman feel like confident in the clothing they're wearing and feel truly like themselves. But I want to be super transparent about where these brands are falling short so that everyone can have a similar experience on the app and find brands they love and not feel excluded the way plus size people currently feel excluded when they go through a shopping experience. So while not every brand will be truly size inclusive on our app, we will have every brand offer at least up to a US size 22, which is a really big marker for us. We don't think that a brand that only offers a size 18 should get to call itself plus size. And then beyond that, we will emphasize size inclusive brands and we'll make it really clear what sizes brands do offer so that women have a more positive shopping experience.
I really like that you went with the style approach for the filter, because sometimes not a lot of people know what exactly the terms they're looking for, but they know it by the styles. Yeah. And I like the fact that you chose to do it by like almost influencers or like people who are already currently in their circle of, oh, okay, I'm aware of what she likes and I like that style. So like you mentioned the boho. Okay. I want to find other creators who have that type of option. So it just builds that kind of transparency, which you don't see very often. So I do applaud you on that. That's very innovative.
Yeah. And a big thought process behind that was, I think everyone has those Instagrammers or TikTokers they follow that they love their style. And I wanted to make sure that there was a space where you could be inspired by someone else's style, but you knew that every single thing that they were recommending was offered in plus size and was available to you. Cause there's nothing worse than finding like a size 2 influencer where I absolutely love their style, but every time they share their outfit, none of it is offered in my size.
Oh, it's just a classic SML. Yeah,
exactly. It's a super disheartening experience. So I wanted to make sure that these creators and these sort of trendsetters were still an option and still available to women to be able to be inspired, but in a way that was much more positive and didn't have that sort of emotional letdown that can come with a lot of the common influencers today.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't know if you saw recently, there was a TikToker. She identifies as a plus size model, and I use that in quotes lightly because she was a size medium, but she would use padding for her modeling. Yeah, so I thought it was very interesting because like when you said you wanted to use actual influencers versus the models that are already on the website, I think that's even built up more credibility because you can't even trust the website itself.
Never. And I think every plus size woman knows, like, I have never gone on to Boohoo's website and seen an actual plus size person in their plus size clothes. I'm like, yeah, she just has a bigger chest and a bit of an ass. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah.
She is not plus size. She just has some semblance of curves. But there's so many creators that I follow and love on social media right now that are plus size. And I was like, what if I could filter my life and only see those bodies when I'm going through shopping? And not have to constantly filter out all of the people who are really considering me and considering my size as a part of the equation.
Yeah.
And to me, that just felt like a much healthier and more positive shopping experience. And that's why we decided to take the app in that direction.
Yeah, no, I really like that. It's your direction for that is probably the most transparent I've ever heard from an app. And I wanted to know, are you, once you release this app, are you going to face any pushback from the actual like bigger brands or any other brands as well? Because you'll be having over 400 plus brands on here.
Yeah, we see it in a couple different ways. We're hoping that the bigger brands will also be offered side by side with the smaller brands. We're not keeping them out of the equation. We really see it as a chance for them to learn and actually hear from the plus size community. I think the biggest thing you hear out of bigger brands is, oh, there's not enough interest to care more. Or, oh no, like our research says this is what plus size people want, which as a plus size person, yes.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we're really trying to do is to build up this really strong community who's truly sharing what they want from the plus size perspective, and then to turn around to these bigger brands and smaller brands and say, let us help you. Let us show you exactly what plus size women want. Let us help you make this better and help these women actually love the clothes you're producing for them, because that will help you as a business and help us as a community. So we hope they see us as an opportunity to better understand the plus size market and what plus size consumers truly want from them. Obviously, anytime bring up other people's competition, they're going to get a little salty. While we're ready, should brands not be happy with the experience, we know that we're being fully authentic. We're following all the rules and the laws around what we can share, what we can't share. And really, we're a space to be honest. Hopefully, if brands are doing it right, like they're convinced they are, all of their reviews on the app should be positive. People's experiences should be positive. And they should actually gain a lot of business from the app. Now, if they're not serving their customers properly, it's going to be less of a positive response. But that's on them for not serving their customers properly when we're trying to voice opinions. Correct. So that's really the mindset I've taken with the launch.
I really appreciate how the way you have your whole plan for this app, because it's truly from planning to execution. I truly do think that this is going to be a success. I wanted to know, is it just been you that's been working on this app, or have you been working with a team?
Yeah, so it started out as just me in the early days when it was just a blog. It was just me. It wasn't actually until about 9 months ago now, which feels like just yesterday, that we started to grow our team. I'm really focused on, our team is all female and all Gen Z. We really believe that understanding the experience of growing up on social media and what that has done for body image and beauty standards is really important. Understanding the online shopping experience is really important. So that's why we've taken that approach with our team. So we are now a team of 7, which is super exciting, across marketing, app development, community building, and continue to grow consistently. I actually had a really cool longtime follower of ours reach out to me today and say she wanted to get involved more on the business side of it all. I really love, we've tried to grow really naturally, while obviously as a founder and a CEO, I have to filter based off of skill sets and be logical from a business approach. Yeah. I, at the heart of everything, want everyone on my team to be really emotionally tied to this issue, because it is such an emotional issue. And I know how many times the plus size community has been exploited, wrong, taken advantage of. And I don't want to do that again. I don't want Cue the Curves to ever appear to be a money grab or to be an exploitation in any way. I truly want it to be a resource and a space of understanding the true plus size experience and trying to make it better. So I make sure that my team and everyone working on the product knows that. And that's the lens that we take when making any decision about how we're going to go forward.
What's the most important lesson you've learned so far with developing this app?
I think knowing when you're wrong and being willing to give up on an idea you love to be able to better serve your goal customers. There have been many points where there's been a feature that I've been super excited about and grabbed onto, and then in the big picture of things, it just doesn't make sense and it wouldn't serve everyone. And so there's a phrase in entrepreneurship that gets used a lot, which is love the problem, not the solution, which is, I have to remind myself that at the end of the day, this app is about supporting plus size women in the best ways we can. So if that means having to change ideas, to pivot, to go a different direction when it comes to specific features and approaches to things, that's what we have to do if it's going to better solve the problem. And that can be a hard lesson at times, but in the end, it creates a better product. And so I'm grateful that I'm learning it.
Oh, absolutely. You are doing the most, girl. Be proud of that. You already know that plus size representation is always lacking. And whenever we try to stand up for ourselves, we're always still being put down. Because your app is mostly focused on plus size, do you think it will get the recognition it deserves? Do you think like the app development industry is going to probably discourage the plus size industry for you?
Yeah, I think that's always a possibility. You never know for sure if that's what's happening, because it's obviously behind the scenes. And so I'll never be able to say, oh, we didn't hit this milestone because of this sort of form of discrimination. However, I also recognize that it is common and likely to occur in some level or another. So I really am relying on building a strong organic community through our social media, through other creators we know in the space, and not having to rely on things like the app development community, really recognizing the app. To me, this is about giving plus size women a safe space where they feel comfortable. So I don't need the whole world to be jumping for joy and sharing us everywhere. I just want to get to those plus size women who are feeling alone and feeling like no one understands them, and to give them a space where people will understand them. So I'm spending all of my energy and effort into cultivating that community so that when the app launches, they're who I can focus on instead of having to rely on the sort of system at large, which does mm-hmm. typically tend to exclude larger bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great answer. There's only so much you can do. You're human. Like, it's sometimes truly, it's always out of your hands. Yeah.
And there's such a sense of randomness to it all. We're a small startup. I'm 20. I have no clue if there's going to be some huge app that drops the day before we plan on dropping. There's so much about the world that you don't know. And at some point you just have to stick your feet in the sand and say, this is the way we're going to go forward and we're going to figure it out no matter what, and just go for it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to take the risk.
Truly. And I think that's what entrepreneurship is in so many ways. So yeah. As a founder, at some point I just have to say, we're going to try our best. This is the plan. We're going to see it through and we're going to hope it works. And if it doesn't, we'll come up with a new plan, but we can't keep being scared of things that we can't control.
Of course. Receipts clutter our life, making a mess in our wallets, cars, and home. But what if you turn that chaos into rewards? Fetch Rewards can make it happen. You download the app, snap a picture of your receipts, and turn that rewards for free gift cards. Best part of it all, it's free. Download Fetch Rewards on App Store or Google Play to earn 2,000 points by using the code DAX18. That's DAX18. Go Fetch. You did say that this was a community-based app, really focusing on the plus-size industry. And I wanted to know, have they helped you with doing their part of supporting, not just like being a silent supporter, but maybe just being like an advocate for you, whether that could be through donations or if you guys have a Kickstarter or a startup? Do you see your supporters helping you outside of just sharing your work?
Yeah. So while we don't right now have any sort of financial ways to support us, we are lucky enough to have won quite a few awards and grants and be able to fund ourselves. We have found a lot of really great support from our supporters in terms of offering to write blog posts, share their stories, to be beta users before the app launches. A really big thing about any app this is to have content on day one. No one wants to open an app and have nothing inside it. And so a lot of our supporters from early on and people who find us and just really connect with our mission typically offer their support in that way and are willing to share their thoughts on brands and styles or write for us in different capacities and help us create that content. Because I took a very strong stance early on in the founding of Cue the Curves that I never myself wanted to try to become an influencer. I didn't want it to be about Charlotte. I didn't want Cue the Curves to just be my handle, but it to be about me. I think those people are amazing and they have a really important role in sort of society and fashion as it stands right now. But that's just not the role I wanted to take. I wanted to be very community centric. I didn't want everyone to associate just my voice with Cue the Curves. So when we're able to bring lots of different voices and viewpoints and stories to share with our community, I think is when we're the strongest. And that's one of the really great ways we found our diehard fans and supporters supporting us is by contributing.
Yeah. Every time you tell me about this app, I get more and more excited. Honestly, I wish I signed up to be one of your predecessors.
Please
because
do.
Because it's so invigorating to just not just hear someone who's, oh my God, you're so much younger than me. It's just like that innovation, that drive, that potential. And it's just, not only are you just helping yourself, but you're helping so many people who in their 30s and 40s have wanted this for so long and they're still searching for it, but you making it more available right in the palm of their hands is incredible, honestly.
Yeah, I will be honest. When I launched this whole thing, I thought my target was going to be like age 13 to 25. I was like, once people are 25, they've probably figured it out. Like, that's it. That's the group I'm going to focus on. And then we look at our statistics around our social media and all of the analytics we have. Yeah. And it is amazing. It's the 13 to 25 year olds, but it's also the 25 to 35 and the 35 to 45. I think I forgot just how hard it is long term, even when you've settled, even when you have more of a style. We joke that all of plus size wear is like work wear and business wear. So I was like, oh, once you have a job and you're wearing that all the time, it's probably fine to be a plus size person. The short answer is no, it's not. Yeah. It still sucks. We do have a very youthful approach to things. I think if anyone checks out our social media, they'll see that 90% of our posts are like memes about plus size fashion.
Yes.
Because we just find them funny.
I love them.
But at the same time, we understand that this is going to be an app and going to be a platform for people of all ages to be able to finally find their style. And there are women who are in their late 50s and are wearing one style, but wish they could wear another and just haven't been able to find it in plus size fashion, which I think is an experience that every plus size person at some point can relate to. There's that one look you always wanted to wear, but was never offered in your size. So the fact that we can help someone who has spent their whole life struggling with that and be like, no, actually, here it is right here. It's exactly what you've asked for is so exciting to me. It's like what I dream about at night.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. I meant to ask you, I don't know if this is just an idea that popped in my head, but you probably guys already have it. Do you guys have like a curated section for each style? That way it shows like a select amount of brands. And then if they want to continue and see more, they can. That way
that's
the brands.
That's exactly what we have.
Perfect. Oh, thank you. You already thought of it for me. Oh.
So we will have, there'll be a set few brands that are will be on each style page, and then you'll be able to see more. And as the app starts to understand your style more, actually on your homepage every day you'll have a new recommended style and a recommended creator, someone new to check out who you don't follow yet. And then the other goal we have is within each style and within each brand, we have a full open sort of forum, think of Reddit sort of subgroups, where people can talk about that style specifically. And even if we don't recommend a brand for that style, nothing's stopping a person on the app from going on and saying, oh, I love this brand and I shop this style. And obviously we'll be monitoring that and make sure we can add those brands and stay as up to date as possible, because we recognize no matter how long our list is, there's probably always brands we haven't found yet.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But we want it to be super user driven. And hopefully those conversations and posts and community will take on a life of its own in a really cool way that we're excited to watch unfold.
Did you always know you wanted to be an engineer or an app developer?
I did always know I wanted to be an engineer. I think it was pretty clear to everyone around me very young that math and sciences were more my thing. I loved the sort of black and whiteness of it. It was right or it was wrong. There was nothing that drove me more insane than an English teacher telling me I interpreted something wrong. I was like, it's my opinion. You can't tell me my opinion's wrong. So engineering was a very clear path for me. As far as actually the interesting thing is the engineering, I studies industrial engineering. So I look more at modeling and more statistics based, looking at processes and systems. Mm-hmm. But I've taken a development course here and there. And then I pieced together and I brought together an amazing team who is much more skilled in app development than I am. And we make it work. They have to explain quite a few things to me every meeting. I'm like, okay, so I definitely understand this, but if I didn't, how would you explain it? That's my favorite question to ask, because I definitely don't understand, right. But I'm not going to let them know that. So having a team behind me who does have an app development background is absolutely huge. And luckily, my engineering background gives me enough of an understanding that I can hold my own in the room. But that's my path. I think Cue the Curves was definitely always a labor of love. I didn't know when I started that it was going to become an app. I never really had the intention. I wasn't going to school to get the skills to build Cue the Curves. It was always a passion project on the side that has now obviously grown into something much bigger. To me, it was, well, I'm going to figure out the people I need, the resources I need to do whatever would best serve this community versus what I can build individually. And that's really where the app came from. And then when I decided we needed an app, I said, better go find some people who can build an app. And I'm lucky that I found those people and they share my passion for the mission.
Yeah, of course. I know. Yeah, like having a team definitely makes the whole collaboration of the developing of an app go a little bit more easier for sure. I've spoken with app developers in the past and I've seen how that world works. And it's hard. It takes so much time, not just having a business plan out, but like the planning and implementation phase is like the most extensive phase before you even get to the execution. And like 100%. For you to even get there. Yeah, for you to even get there. Oh my God.
Thank you. I spent many a meeting being like, this is what I want. And they were like, that is not possible to build, Charlotte. Come up with a new idea. Luckily, I think there's a balance to it though, because as someone who doesn't have an app development background, I have the creativity to throw ideas out there and then they can tell me whether or not they work versus limiting myself from the start with just focusing on specific skills or things that can be coded easily. So my teams had to get a little creative to fit all of my wild ideas, but we're making it work. And in the end, it's creating a product that I think is not only useful, but really enjoyable, which was a very big goal.
So once this app launches and everything goes out and stuff like that, is there anything that you want to be remembered for with this app? If it succeeds or if it fails, what do you want the one takeaway that you want to be remembered for?
I think I'd want to be remembered individually as the person who just tried to make the world a little kinder and create a safe space for people who really deserve one. As a brand, I think I'd want Cue the Curves to be remembered by its users as a safe space where they didn't have to defend themselves, where they could feel comfortable and truly authentic. And to the world as a whole, as proof that the plus size community is not a niche market. It's not someone that you can just push to the side and ignore and they'll stay quiet. It is a force to be reckoned with, and it is a group of women and men and non-binary people who deserve support, deserve just as much as everyone else, and hopefully we'll be able to do the work and have the data to prove that to the haters and the people who say that's not the case.
Yeah. I really appreciate that because you are truly like one of the kindest souls I have ever spoken to. And it's just, so refreshing. Oh no, please. Thank you. It's so refreshing to hear like this new young perspective helping out a plus size community I've struggled with for years and years on end. And it was so disheartening to know like, okay, this is all I can ever find. I guess this is what I know to wear. But like seeing the younger generation, Gen Z, going out and just making life, like taking it back for themselves, especially the plus size community. It's just like these amazing outfits. I was like, I didn't know you could do these color combinations. I didn't even know you could match patterns. Honestly, I thought I was a one color girl for sure.
That is what everyone told us our whole lives. And Yeah, there has been such, I think TikTok especially in the past year, even as someone who is a part of Gen Z, and I like to think of myself as someone who wears the clothes I want to wear regardless of what sort of is quote unquote flattering, which is such a stupid word, but that's something to dive into another time. But to be able to log into an app, and especially when I'm on the Cue the Curves TikTok specifically, because obviously we interact with a lot of plus size creators and plus size brands, to have an entire feed of larger bodies wearing the crop top, wearing the super strappy thing, wearing the tight skirt, and all the outfits that I used to, you know, cry about in middle school because I couldn't wear is so empowering. And I can't wait to see that trend grow and hopefully have Cue the Curves be a part of promoting it and letting more women find clothes that they can be inspired with.
What made you come up with the brand name?
It was a phone call with my mother, actually. Oh. So Cue the Curves started as a blog, as College Curves, because I had just started college. And I thought it would be really fun to be like a college kid's take on fashion and plus size fashion. I would not recommend looking up College Curves because you'll find some really inappropriate websites, which I did not realize at the time. When you start to think about it, it becomes clear, and I probably should have thought of that beforehand. But I realized I needed a new name, and I loved the alliteration of the two C's, and I wanted to keep curves around. So I was throwing names back and forth with my friends and my roommate and my mom. And finally, my mom randomly was like, what about Cue the Curves? C-U-E. And I was like, yeah. I like it. I'll try it. And then if we have to change the name again, we have to change the name again. Oh, like we've already have done it once.
Yeah.
And then it stuck. And it just has a really good flow to it. And I think I really love the image of sort of Cue being the like beginning and the bring it on. And to just see the app as ushering in a new age of fashionable plus size women who are wearing what they truly love to wear and feel empowered to love what they wear.
Yeah. And
so it really fit the mission super well. So it stuck and I've used it ever since.
I'm obsessed with it. When I saw it, I was like, damn, that's really good. I wish I thought of that.
Thank you. It was a lot of restless nights and a lot of Googling to make sure I didn't make the mistake of the first name again. But yeah, we like it. We're sticking with it.
Oh, good. I'm here for it. Absolutely. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, Charlotte. I am truly excited for this app. Please, guys, go check out Cue the Curves, the website. I think it's cuethecurves.com, correct?
Yep. We're cuethecurves.com, at cuethecurves on all social media. You can find us on Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram. That's where you'll hear the first of everything news-wise, and you can sign up for the wait list for the app at our website, cuethecurves.com.
Yes, and they do have a blog. Keep up to date with it. Like I said, I was reading their blog, and everything that they wrote, I was like, girl, you are speaking to the soul, honestly.
It's been really amazing, the experiences we've been able to share, both mine and other plus-size women, specifically plus-size Gen Z women, sharing their own experiences with fashion. And yeah, there's lots of exciting stuff on the blog to come. Lots of exciting email and lead-up stuff to the app, so get on it early, because there'll be some cool giveaways, some early access stuff, and some other really cool, exciting moments. So I definitely recommend signing up earlier rather than later.
Yes, absolutely. This was Charlotte Oxnam again, and she is the founder and CEO of Cue the Curves. You guys, please go check out her stuff. I'm telling you guys right now, you're going to want a wait list because this is going to be the hot new app. I'm